With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and talking now with Joe Grimes, who is the Manchester Essex High School football coach. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
You know what? The game Friday night, I got to tell you, it's one of the strangest games I've seen. I've seen a lot of high school football. Your team, I don't want to say they scored at will, but they certainly scored a lot. And there was also a lot of defense. And the way I described it was that on our post was that you had just about everything you could possibly see in a high school football game.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. It was a strange game. It wasn't a normal, 21-14 or 7-14 type of game where it just score a touchdown down the field and back and forth. There was a lot of turnovers and back and forth, and it never seemed that far. It never seemed like a blowout or anything like that to us up into that fourth quarter. So we put one away to really kind of seal it. We were holding on. It was just a crazy game. We saw interesting plays that I've never seen before.
Yep.
And interesting turnovers in like that scenario is just something I haven't seen that exact type of play happen before, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I don't want to dwell on that because it's a tough play for the other team. But your team capitalized and scored. You got a lineman who scored a touchdown. And
that's what I'm saying. Those type of things are just kind of strange. When you're like, oh yeah, looking back at that, it's like you just don't see those. You just don't see that often.
Right. And I know I was in the press box and people, up near the press box, as you say, I think it was 40-22 or something like that. When Lynn Tech came out in the second half, they came out roaring. And, one more score, and they were within eight. So it was a very competitive game throughout.
Absolutely. And that's what we expect from, those guys, and that's a league matchup for us. And, that's what we always get from those guys. That's what we like about those guys in the in our league. We have every game is always competitive. Everyone always comes into those games. It seems to be fired up and ready to go, and we get best effort from both teams on both sides. And it's never a dull game. It's never a neither of these teams are here to play. Like, we never get that when we play those guys or all those other schools that we play in this little CAC small that we're in. That's what's fun about it. That's what we like as coaches. We like good games, and we like to see battles and that type of stuff, which is great.
One of the things I was impressed with, Joe, and I don't think I got it across properly the other night, was that there was sportsmanship, real good sportsmanship, exhibited by both teams, because in a game like that, it can get chippy when one team gets way out in front of the other. It can get chippy for whichever reason. It was emotional, and it was hard hitting, but I noticed several times that the opposition player from one team would help the other kid up. When you're going out of bounds, just let up and not crush the guy. So a lot of good sportsmanship among the kids, and that, to me, indicates good coaching.
Oh, well, thank you. We appreciate the kind words. And not often do coaches give credit to the officials in the positive, but the guys who ran that crew did a really good job of keeping that in line. Anytime that there was some of that chippiness, those guys did a good job of keeping the lid on it, which was great, and it's really good to see in a high school game having officials that are that capable of making sure they keep it under control. But we coach the sportsmanship stuff, and it's one of those things that as all the people in the coaching community think, it's important to do that because you want to have a program you can be proud of, and you want to make sure that you can really, at the end of the day, just be, have a good effort and let the game play, and then have that tough game and not have it marred by penalties and bad stuff or things like that. And so it's really good to, I appreciate you saying that. That's a nice thing, and we like it again when we can focus on football.
That's
the important stuff.
And I want to mention Coach Runner too, because big number 33, I think his name was Reyes, who had a really good second half against you guys. He picked up one of your kids, and they shook hands, and it was like, okay, this is what it should be. And I know that any athlete, Joe, any athlete can appreciate the good play of another athlete, even if he's on the other side.
Absolutely, and those guys in 33, you mentioned as he really ran well and played well and that type of stuff. And it is great to see that type of stuff. That's certainly the positives of having good football. Like I said, good football and having a good good back and forth contest. It's good to see that stuff too.
They march right downfield first possession, but your number 20, Steve Martin, man, he sort of controlled that first half, didn't he? Offensively.
Oh, absolutely, and that's the type of runner he is, and that's what's great to have a senior leader and a senior captain, in that position. He really knows the position well at this point, and he really knows how the game flow goes, and And really on both sides of the ball, he really contributes a lot. You know, he's an inside backer too, and doing that type of stuff. You know, he gets those gritty yards and gets those dirty yards inside, or helps stop the dirty yards, you know, coming the other way, and that sloppiness that happens, you know, down the inside. And you know, that's, you know, you can't say enough about the toughness and the intelligence and the hard working and work ethic that a kid like that has. And it's a really special kid for us to coach. And you know, the only thing we could ever say bad about Steve is that we have to graduate him this year. We can't keep him around for a couple more years.
No, so, I don't think it's legal. you know, it was also great to see such a big crowd there, both from Lintec and from Manchester Essex. That was super. Let me ask you, when you watched the film, this will be the last question about that game. I always ask about a lineman. Give me a standout lineman on either side of the ball that maybe didn't get the recognition that he should have, especially when you saw the film.
So there was one on our side of the ball. Big number 70 is a kid named Chris Glass, who was he was coming back from an injury the week before. He smashed up his finger. He got caught between, I think, a helmet and another helmet, and so he had the little tip of his finger was all. He had a cup. He had to tape it up. And he's our center, so you know his hands are important. So that was his first game back from coming back. It was only out a week and a little bit extra. He was a backup. He said, "I can go in if I need to, coach," but he really stepped back into his spot. His snaps are great, his steps are great, and it was really nice to see him kind of, you know, get through his first real injury. He's only a sophomore, you know, first, you know, real injury, and see him fight back through it and stay positive, help his back up, and then come right back in and not miss a beat in this game. That was really something that was,
we love
that.
It's weird. You look at 63 points, and during the game, it's like, God, you needed every one of those points, it felt like. It really did.
Oh yeah, and so we're here as we get towards the playoff picture. So every point kind of matters around that, you know, that 14-point threshold, and trying to make sure that you get that get those points. It's always important to, you know, in this playoff system to make sure you do that. You know, that you get those. So games just really aren't before they used to be. So you know, I couldn't be happier about how it turned out and how we ended up in. We actually moved up back into playoff position after that, so that was really good.
Yeah,
big standings on Tuesday.
Big win. And let me ask you now. We talked a little bit before we started recording about tradition, and you at Manchester Essex have a tradition now with pregame meals. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so actually, I'm just about to head off to our team dinner, which we usually do on Thursday night, but here we are on Wednesday night. Because we had a game tomorrow night, so we're doing it a little bit early today. But the senior moms usually organize a good dinner for us the night before. A couple weeks ago, we had a nice selection of different macaroni and cheeses, and then we had a nice little Mexican night where we had tortillas and tacos and stuff, which was awesome. And two weeks ago, we had our cheerleaders actually join us, which is great. So it's their first year as a varsity program, and they used to be a club, and now they're varsity, and so it was great to have them over there and have them do all that work that they put in to help us out. So, you know, it's like those nice little things, and then the place we go to eat is right around the corner from the field, so usually we roll right from practice right over there. And, you know, that's one of the fun parts about all football programs have their traditions and everything, but football just seems to have some nice fun ones that really just we enjoy, and we have some laughs, and coaches go over, and, you know, we just chit-chat with the parents, and it's just nice and fun. And it's one of the things that we as coaches always look forward to every week. Today we're getting some free food. It's really just nice to see all the boys having fun. And, you know, we don't get to see them every day like that at school, but it's nice to see them kind of let their guard down and just kind of be kids and, you know, be guys for you know, an hour or two on these nights.
Very nice. All right, you're going to be playing against my good buddy Kevin Bradley, Whittier Tech. So tell me a little bit about this week's matchup.
Well, again, we got another league game, so they're another CAC small team with us, and you know this is a league battle. We played them last year. We actually were up in Whittier last year. It's going to be great to go back up there. It's a beautiful field, beautiful facility that you know, I know that Kevin has worked there really hard to build that program up. It's really a good program, bunch of tough kids. You know, they do have a tough running attack, which we saw on film this week. And you know, like I said, we expect all these games, no matter who's winning, who's losing, what happened last week, what's happening next week. You know, we expect them to come out and be tough. And that's what we've been talking about all week is, you know, how do we make sure we match their toughness and being at their house and then doing all that stuff, making sure that we get off on the right foot and have a good game plan for that first half so we can make it, you know, hopefully, you know, play that physical tough game we want to have and then come out at the end. It's going to be a good one. We always like playing them, and we like that matchup for just, again, league matchup, good set of good tough teams. It's going to shape up to be a really nice, beautiful. We're starting an early kickoff too, which is 5:30, which we see a little sunlight, so it'll feel just like a really beautiful fall night. And we love those type of games. And like you said, we know pretty much what we're going to get ourselves into. They've seen us. We've seen them. It's no secret, you know, really what we're doing and what they're doing. So it's really just going to be who wants it more tomorrow night, which is going
to
be great.
And it's similar to last week where you can pull even with Whittier Tech for the same record. They're 4-1. You guys are 3-2. So it's a very important league game.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's exactly where we want to try and get back to. And that's a lot of the message this week, because the league stuff's fun. You know, it's really fun to be, you know, in a league and have that as part of the story. And, you know, no matter how, you know, anything goes, winning the league and winning league games is, you know, a good rallying cry for all the kids. And the kids really appreciate, you know, the you know, being in a league like the CAC and having all these good matchups every year. It's, you know, it's better than, you know, trying to figure out what we're dealing with, brand new things. It's like, okay, we know these guys, they know us, let's go out there and just play a football game.
Fantastic. Hey, great catching up with you, Coach. I appreciate it. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the coverage. We appreciate you.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, that is Joe Grimes, who is the Manchester Essex High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.